The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, 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 this is your host, DJ Riri, and this is Don't Run Away, a podcast where we talk about how to conquer all your fears. Stay tuned. Welcome, fearless explorers, to the very first episode of Don't Run the Other Way. In this episode, Unveiling Fear, we're going to delve into the depths of our emotions, particularly the misunderstood realm of fear. I'm your host, DJ Riri, and let's peel back the layers to understand the very essence of fear. Have you ever wondered why fear and excitement seem like two sides of the very same coin? Today, we're going to embark on a journey to unravel the mysteries of fear, explore its origins, and perhaps even uncover a surprising connection between fear and excitement that might change the way you perceive challenges. To start this journey, let's define fear. When I think of fear, I think of that tingling sensation in my hands. I think of my heart pumping and racing. I think of cold sweat on my palms. Fear is a primal response that has evolved to keep us safe. But then why does fear sometimes feel more like a barrier than a protector? After this question, let's break down the science of fear. Inside our brain, there's a small but very powerful part called the amygdala. This amygdala is so tiny but mighty. It's shaped like an almond. However, it's the control center for our emotions. Therefore, when our senses are detecting something that's potentially dangerous, like a loud noise or a sudden movement, our amygdala quickly assesses it to see if it's a threat. If the amygdala does think there's danger, it sends a signal to release stress hormones, kind of like adrenaline. And this is like our body's alarm system kicking in. These hormones then make our heart race. They increase our alertness and they prepare our body for a quick action. Everything I'm describing right now is the classic fight or flight response that's meant to help us survive in challenging and dangerous situations. Interestingly, the amygdala doesn't only handle fear. It also involves processing positive emotions like excitement. That's why sometimes fear and excitement feel pretty similar in our bodies. They come from the same place. Really interesting to think about the evolution behind fear. Fun fact, fear is just an evolutionary survival trick that we set up in our own bodies. This whole fear setup is because our ancestors needed to react quickly to threats for survival, and then the fear response that they would get helped them do this. So who decides if fear is a positive or a negative response? We decide that. Now that we know this, we can start thinking of fear as not something that's just scary, but as a way our body prepares us. By knowing how fear works, knowing where it comes from, we can use fear's energy and we can use it to motivate us to face our challenges with courage. So in simple terms, fear is our body's warning system. The amygdala is the brain's superhero that triggers our response to keep us safe. Now that we understand this, we can use this information to help us turn fear into a powerful tool for facing life's adventures, facing adversities, instead of allowing fear to use us and restrict us. All right, so picture this. You're standing at the edge of a cliff. Is that fear or is that excitement that's coursing through your veins? Here's where the lines blur a little bit, and here's where the journey takes an intriguing turn. Let's talk about the psychological and physiological similarities between fear and excitement. So right now, I'm on the edge of a cliff. Let's go into my brain's interpretation. On the fear end, my brain's amygdala is interpreting the situation as a potential threat. It's triggering a rapid response, and it wants to keep me safe. On the fear end, my brain is telling me to step back. My brain is telling me that I am going to fall. I'm going to die and to get away from this cliff. Now, let's go to the excitement part. I'm on the edge of a cliff. But am I cliff jumping? Is there an ocean at the bottom for me? The excitement in my brain also involves this amygdala. However, now I'm interpreting the situation as an opportunity, as something positive, as this is a new life adventure. I'm cliff jumping for the first time. This can lead to heightened emotional states that are positive. I could be excited because I am about to experience emotions that I have never experienced before. It's a roller coaster, but that's what fear is. Fear is a roller coaster. Let's talk about how it's a hormonal roller coaster. We know that the brain signals the release of stress hormones, like adrenaline. It prepares the body for immediate reaction. Get away from the cliff. I have a jittery feeling. My heart is racing. My senses are heightened. Get away from the cliff. However, on the excitement end, my brain can release that same stress hormone, and instead it could be like, jump off the cliff. Jump off the cliff. You can do it. So this is why fear and excitement feel so physically similar. I could feel like I want to get away from the cliff and I want to jump off the cliff at the exact same time. These two feelings can exist in the exact same moment because that is how our brain interprets it. And that's okay. Now, if we go into the physiological response, on the fear end, I have shallow breathing, my muscles are tensing, I have a surge of energy that is common to physical responses. These feelings, they're designed to prepare me, they're designed to prepare us to either confront the threat that's in front of me or to escape from it. So on the excitement end, believe it or not, the reaction of excitement can mirror the reaction of fear. My heart is beating the exact same way it would be beating if I was afraid. It's rapid, it's tense. My alertness is heightened, but I have a burst of energy. It's as if my body is getting ready for a positive challenge. You're on the edge of a cliff in both situations. In one, I'm scared and I want to backpedal away. In the other, I'm ready for a positive change. Sometimes when fear arises because of an unknown or uncertain situation, it's trying to protect us. However, it ends up doing the opposite. It ends up restricting us. So you have to understand that excitement and fear, they mirror each other. Your heart will race at both. Your breathing will start to be rapid for both. Your muscles are going to tense up in both feelings. It is our brain's natural response, but we need to understand the swing between fear and excitement, and we need to take control of our own body. It is an emotional roller coaster, okay? Fear comes with a sense of unease. It comes with a sense of worry or a sense of anxiety. It's protective. It's a protective emotion, and it's designed to make us cautious. Excitement on the emotional spectrum, it brings out positive anticipation, enthusiasm, eagerness. It's the thrill of looking forward to something enjoyable. In essence, fear and excitement, they're not real. We feel our muscles tensing. We feel our heart beating rapidly. We feel the sweat on our palms. But we're also in control of what we do with that. We're in control of being scared or just taking that jump. So the next time you're on the edge of a cliff, okay, think about this. Are you afraid or are you excited? Because it's coming from the same part of your brain. So at this point, your body's reacting, your muscles are tensing, your brain is working, and it's up to you now. It's a mental game now. Now you can choose. Am I excited or am I afraid? It is a choice at this point. Your body's doing the work. Your brain is doing the work. But now you have to choose, and it's a mental game. Okay, so that was a lot of information. Let's backpedal a little bit and let's talk about what we know. We know that fear and excitement stem from the same part of the brain, the amygdala. We know that psychologically, fear and excitement share the same common ground. Heightened alertness, increased heart rate, a surge of adrenaline, And now we're talking about, what if we could shift our perspective and transform fear into a catalyst for excitement? It's possible, because it's a mental game and you can choose, because you have power over your own body. Okay, now that we've unveiled the intertwined dance between fear and excitement, let's talk about how we can leverage fear as a force for good. What can we do now to turn fear into motivation? Let's talk about some anecdotes of turning fear into motivation. Let's talk about the legendary basketball player Michael Jordan, who defied fear with determination. I mean, as we all know, Michael Jordan is regarded as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He faced various fears and challenges in his career. Do you guys remember that he didn't make his high school basketball team? I mean, look at him now. Look at where he got himself in his career. He had a rejection on his varsity basketball team. So instead of letting that fear of failure consume him, he used it as motivation to work harder. And his determination did pay off. He's one of the greatest in the game. Another example is J.K. Rowling. We all know who J.K. Rowling is. If you don't know, before the worldwide success of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling faced numerous rejections from publishers. Her failure of fear could have stifled her creativity, but instead, she turned that fear into motivation and determination, and she proved herself. And she led to one of the most legendary, beloved literary franchises in history. These individuals took this rejection, took this fear, took their muscles tensing and their hearts racing and their hearts feeling like it's in the pit of their stomach, and they changed their mindset, because it's a mental game. Another example, Usain Bolt, the fastest man on earth. Before his races, do you think he experienced fear? He did. And rather than letting it hinder his performance, he took it and he turned it into a driving force. He transformed his nerves and the nervous energy into a burst of speed and focus. He used the adrenaline that the amygdala was giving him to break world records, to become a legendary sprinter. I'm not saying these individuals didn't face fear. What I'm saying is they faced the emotions and the hormones that the amygdala sent them. But it's up to you to take that control and to change it, because it's your body at the end of the day. Okay, we're going to do one more anecdote. Kobe Bryant. I mean, he's known for turning fear into his Mamba mentality. Kobe Bryant was a basketball legend. He definitely experienced fear throughout his career. However, he, instead of letting fear overwhelm him, like it easily does to others, he embraced it and he changed the word fear into a mindset known as Mamba mentality. I mean, it's up to us to change that mindset and to create our own definition of fear. From these examples, from athletes to entrepreneurs and writers, many have harnessed the energy of fear to propel themselves forward. It's not about eliminating fear as a whole, but it's about transforming fear into a driving force, into a source of motivation that pushes us beyond our comfort zones. As we wrap up episode 1, Unveiling Fear, remember, fear is not your enemy. Fear is a companion on the journey of life. By understanding the origins of fear and embracing its energy, we can turn fear into a powerful ally. We can use it to drive us forward towards exciting new horizons. Join me in our next episode, where we talk about embracing the discomfort. We're going to delve into various faces of fear, and we're going to recognize how we can empower them to navigate life with courage and resilience. Until then, stay fearless!